You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. In today's episode, we discuss bruised bottoms, YouTubers doing Galaxy Print asshole bleaching tutorials, and whether cisgender heterosexual people belong at LGBTQ plus pride. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now before we get into today's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Go Camp 17. If you want to come to camp with me and Bethany Moda and maybe some possibly other YouTubers, you can spend a week in August at camp. It's a getaway camp, and if you go to gocamp17.com, you can register there. It's for anybody 10 to 17. It's going to be the best time ever. I just had a meeting all about it to plan what we're actually going to do at camp, and literally they were like, anything you want to do, we can make happen. So y'all are not even ready. If you want to come, it's called Best Camp Ever. Again, it's me and Bethany Moda. Go to gocamp17.com to register today. So, Corey.
I'm ready.
We've already started.
I'm ready.
This morning, somebody asked me what I'm doing today, and I said, well, we're doing some podcast episodes, and then I have an eye appointment, as you know.
Let me check the calendar. You do have an eye
exam. She does. She's going to get her eyes checked. When was the last time you got your eyes checked?
In school when they make you.
Can you see me?
Yes. I can see, like, the details on your tattoo.
Tell me the intimate details.
You and I've had this conversation before.
She's a lens crafter queen. I go all the time.
Remember? Well, yeah, because you're like, want to do something fun today? You want to get our sunglasses tightened?
That does sound fun. Actually, good reminder. I need to bring on my sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to be there for a while.
Right.
No, remember the first time I went with you in San Francisco to get glasses and, like, you were trying to get...
The lens crafters on Market Street.
When you got your Ray-Bans and, like, you abandoned your, like, little...
It was my big transition.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can...
And not just because you got rid of your transition lenses.
Right.
No, I was literally like baffled by the fact that you can't just go in and get glasses. Like,
you have to have
a prescription.
You have to have
see
a prescription that is up to date within the past year. Why?
Why? I don't understand.
My eyes haven't changed for the past like decade.
I don't understand. Like, you have to have a prescription to see better.
You want
to
know why?
What's it going to do if you have glasses that aren't perfect for your sight?
You want to know why?
What?
It's because they need money.
I know.
Incoming.
I know. This is ridiculous.
So,
I hate it.
Anyway, somebody asked me what I was doing. I said, eye appointment. And then somebody asked, do you think your eyes have gotten better or worse?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I was thinking. I don't have 140 characters, so I'm going to keep it short.
Okay.
I knew that my eyes have not changed in the past decade.
But your taste buds have.
But my taste buds have. I like tomatoes now.
Wow.
I don't like eggplants still.
And
next decade.
You still love eating ass.
Oh, my God. No, what I was going to say is shampoo in my eye this morning.
Oh my God.
So I wonder if that's going to affect my eye exam.
Oh, God.
And it was not no tears. You know the L'Oreal for kids?
Yeah, babies. That was in babies. That like white bottle. I always thought that was like
white baby. Bottom?
White bottom. What?
She got a white bottom.
So there you were at
Lens Crafters. Wait, what was that thing you were talking about the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Like red bottom?
Red bottom. Like, you know, when you get like a spanking and then you have a red bottom.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What's the hanky code for that?
It's something – red has something to do with fisting.
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember because –
It's got to be a burgundy.
Burgundy.
A burgundois.
So would you prefer a red bottom, a burgundy bottom?
She a burgundy bottom.
A bruised bottom?
Bruised bottom.
Have you ever had a bruised bottom?
Oh, for sure. You know those things that you roll on?
A rolling pin, a cooking pin.
A rolling, nope, absolutely not.
Like for exercise or for like?
If you're like a douchebag viner.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like a hoverboard.
A hoverboard. So there
like
I was.
Roller craft.
I took a hoverboard. I took it. I was going one block down.
Mm-hmm.
And I
not
slipped.
Even a full block.
No, a half block.
A half a block.
And I remember exactly where I was. It's that house that just remodeled their front yard, and now they have like a little gate system.
Oh.
Anyway.
But you were going that way down the street.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's a less busy intersection.
Wrong.
Okay.
So I slipped. I didn't really slip. I just lost my balance. And what were we talking about? Oh, my bruised bottom.
You got a bruised bottom.
And I couldn't walk. I couldn't go to the workouts.
But did you have a bruised bottom or did you have a broken tailbone?
I think it was a bruised tailbone.
Okay. But what was the color of your ass?
Honey.
Was it like a marble?
Wait, thoughts on bleaching your asshole?
I've never done it.
Okay. Well, let's get a bleach sponsor.
Okay.
Not a Crest White Strip.
Clorox.
Can you just use a Crest White Strip?
I think you can, like, fill your bathtub with bleach.
First of all, why do people do it? Is it just the aesthetic?
It's – maybe it makes – I don't know. Maybe you should just Google, why do people bleach their assholes?
Please do.
Why?
You know, I used to watch a YouTuber back in the day who talked about in one of his videos that he bleached his asshole. And he took us on that adventure. And I thought, wow, this is uncharted territory. And nobody would do that anymore. Imagine a galaxy print asshole.
What?
Brought to you by Joey Crisp.
Oh my God, space assholes?
Space galaxy.
Well, I guess we should first know that they don't, in the biz, they don't call it asshole bleaching.
Okay,
they call it anal bleaching.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's the process of lightening the color of the skin around the anus.
Yeah, okay.
It's done strictly for cosmetic purposes to make the color of the anus more uniform with the surrounding area. Some treatments are applied in an office or salon by a cosmetic technician, and others are sold as a cream. There's a cream you can buy and put on at home.
That's not going to end well.
No.
No.
Well, remember I told you about my friend who, like, nared his inside of his leg. Okay, so maybe that's by inside of his leg, I mean taint.
I'm like, yeah, the inside of your leg can be a lot of places.
Well, I felt bad.
You know what else is inside my legs? A lot of things.
Your thigh.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Like that bucket of chicken you lost?
My bucket of chicken.
Oh, I felt that. I was like, I'm like totally throwing them under the bus, but then
throw
I realized
him.
I wasn't going to say his name. So
say it.
I guess it was okay.
Can I actually tell a backstory about this person?
Yeah.
I used to, Corey and I did not know that we both knew this person. Corey actually knew him. I
you
knew
stalked
him,
him
I
on
knew
MySpace.
Him from afar. These were the days when you could friend anybody on MySpace, and it was normal, and everyone wanted to collect friends, and so you had tens of thousands of friends if you were super popular. And this guy was like a well-known gay in the mid-Michigan area, and I just thought him and his friend group was the coolest aspirational situation that I could ever imagine. And I would read all of his bulletins, you know when you could do like a MySpace survey? I would read all of his MySpace surveys.
Wow.
I would like all of his pictures. I would literally
Wait, could you
I was
like
crazy.
Pictures on MySpace?
Yes, oh, yes, yes. I would leave him comments too.
Oh my God.
Looking good, etc.
From what?
And
was
I
your,
didn't even
what
know
was
that
your, like,
Corey was in the friend group that I was aspiring to.
Was MySpace, I'm having trouble remembering, was it just like your name, like Facebook, or was it like
no,
Juicy Star 07?
I had like X, underscore X, uppercase X. Like poetic tragedy, but with like misspellings and numbers and XX again, and like just a very emo situation. And then.
So you were I Superwoman, I.
Literally, I was the original Lily. That bitch. But and then you could change the background. You could have like glitter
I love the ones that moved. Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Did
that.
You have a MySpace?
My mom and I both did. And
was she in your top eight?
No. One time. The,
what?
My mom? No.
I just accidentally said the guy whose I stalked's name. And I had to rewind and be like, got it. That boy, I put him in my top eight. And
that's
he
so
never
weird.
Noticed.
It's so weird. Wait, no, like, I remember, like, MySpace was big. I feel like that song, like, No One by Alicia Keys was like.
Ew, that was so was the like, autoplay song of yeah, MySpace.
Wait, it was. And my mom one day was just, like, dragging anybody and everybody who was like, oh, my God, I hate MySpace. So many girls just have No One by Alicia Keys as
that
their
is
autoplay.
The funniest. What was your autoplay?
No wonder Alicia Keys' career went in the gutter because wow. MySpace.
Well, MySpace is back and better than ever. Thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast, MySpace. They're not sponsored.
Do they even know what MySpace is?
It's a yes, they know.
Are you sure?
But
I mean, they probably they don't
the
even know
way.
Who Alicia Keys is.
Oh my God. Well,
what were you
does
good
anybody,
at? What was your
does
MySpace
she, does
song?
Even she know?
I guess not.
What was the question?
What was your MySpace song?
You know, I think I was into Mika. Remember Mika?
Wow, yeah. Happy Ending.
Yeah. What was the one?
That song came out when I was in college. Oh, well, I guess that makes
yeah,
sense because you would have been like,
yes,
honey. Wait, did you have MySpace up until college?
I had MySpace throughout high school. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think in college is when it switched over to like, it like flopped.
Hmm.
I had Mika. I had a lot of Panic at the Disco. I had a lot of The Used.
Wow.
I had
The Used. We've never spoken about The Used.
Really? Is there anything to say?
I love one of their albums. I don't know which one it is.
Really?
I was like angsty.
I was angsty.
What angst did you have?
Well,
is that why you still wear black?
No, I'm wearing,
black on black.
I'm wearing maroon shorts today.
I think there's like The Used is like playing in LA in like this summer, and my brother was like asking
Let's
me to
go.
I guess the three of us are going.
Your brother seems like the type to like The Used.
Oh my God. They had like a 2-night like Used back-to-back concert series where they played like one album one night and then they played like another album the other night. I know I had this conversation with my brother.
I'm trying to remember who else I liked though. I'm scrolling through. Brand New. I was really into Brand New.
I was literally just trying to look up who sang Soko Amaretto live.
I don't know.
And the answer is Brand New. I was literally just going to say
See,
that.
See, the weird thing was I could only find what I could find on LimeWire. So, like, there are, like, full, like, I would get half of an album and not know the other half existed because, like, I could only download.
Well, that's
I guess I could buy music.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, imagine like going back and listening to Mariah Carey albums. Do you think like she had other good songs that just didn't make the radio?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's why I always promote Born This Way.
That overwhelms me because I'm like, there's so much good music out there that I haven't heard.
You know what I was really in the mood for yesterday?
What?
And I was really hoping you wouldn't disappoint me. I wanted Michael Jackson jams.
Okay.
And I went to your Spotify to see if you had made a Michael Jackson hit playlist.
I did.
And you had. I was did. Very pleasantly surprised. I'll be patiently waiting for a Dashboard Confessional one.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
I would really actually.
I really only know the one Dashboard Confessional song that got played on the radio.
I think I totaled a car with Dashboard Confessional.
Did I tell you when I was in college and I was in like poetry, intro to poetry.
Yes, we all know this story.
No, I don't think we've told the people.
I've heard the story at least
some
three times.
Bitch in my poetry class wrote a poem and named it Dashboard Confessional, and the teacher like stood at the front of the class praising how excellent of a poem title that was, while the rest of the class sat there like giving the girl the shit eye because we were like, any of
Honey,
us can
we know what
any of
doing.
Us can end your career right now. And she was like looking around the room, like, waiting for one of us to bury her. And none of us did. None of us did.
I would have put it in the end of year review of the teacher.
Oh, my God. By the way, Becky Q or J or whatever her last
name
was.
When I was a TA, I don't think I remember anybody leaving me. You know how you have to fill out the, like,
ratemyprofessor.com?
I don't think I ever got rated.
I feel like freshman year I checked, like, professor ratings. And then after that, I never did again.
Do you think I'm up on Rate My Professors?
But that's also why Professor Oak, it's
no,
going to be
not.
Like all jokes about like Pokemon.
I would drag my professors. Remember that one professor who like, what is it called? Extortion?
Yeah.
It's like when they hold you against, they like what's it? How do I even describe what happened?
Blackmail.
Blackmailed. They blackmailed me.
That's the word you're looking for.
I think I already told the story in the podcast. Anyway.
I was going to say, it's like, just like, I never read professor reviews, just like I don't read Yelp reviews. Because like,
professor reviews
people
were really helpful
are
in college.
Dumb. I just think people are dumb. And it's like,
I think people were.
People hold grudges and people exaggerate and people are
but
like,
you can tell
that
who's holding
teacher,
a grudge.
Like, spit in my eye. That teacher was the Illuminati trying to, like, recruit
oh
me.
Oh my God. Wait. So, you guys, we recently did a
it's
podcast
up.
Episode.
It's up.
It's today's up. Episode as of us recording right now.
Don't spoil it.
Well, somebody asked, if you haven't listened to it yet, it was an advice episode. Somebody asked, what do I do if I think my professor's trying to recruit me to the Illuminati? So if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen.
Look,
we
at,
had some sound advice.
Look, can you believe on my Starbucks cup for iced water, they put IW?
Where?
On the bottom corner.
Iced water.
Oh. I mean, times two.
It could just be, well, I'm glad that they did, because they could have just, you know what else is a clear liquid? That, like a hazelnut pump. So they could have
just
filled that all up.
I think next time I'm going to get a
sugar-free hazelnut pump.
A good,
pump.
Like, squirt of that.
Can you just, ice water with the sugar-free hazelnut
no,
pump?
No, 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 no. Just a glass of sugar-free hazelnut pump.
That reminds
Why
me
are
of,
we, isn't it like a syrup? It's not a pump.
Well, they pump it, honey. Remember? That reminds me of Men in Black, where he's like, sugar water. I feel like I've also mentioned that on the podcast.
I've never heard that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sugar water. The little alien wants sugar water?
No, not the little alien in the face.
Oh, isn't he like...
Yeah, he's... Which, oh my God, is literally like the thumbnail for today's video. Wait, look.
What? That's why you were thinking of it.
It's me on a roller coaster.
Wait, you look like the guy...
Literally me and my mom.
You look like the guy at the beginning of... Yeah, Men in Black, is he the one like digging holes in the backyard?
Yeah, he's like and he runs on
wife.
Sugar water.
Sugar water.
He's like sugar water.
See, I was like mixing that up with the Sixth or no, what was the alien one that he did? The guy who did the Sixth Sense. Was it just called Alien? Fourth something? I don't
Fourth
know.
Guy?
No.
No.
Well, you didn't see that Alien movie? Signs. It was Signs. The answer is Signs.
When they showed the alien
spoiler
alert by in Mexico.
Yeah, that's the scary.
I literally was like, okay, well, I'm not going to Mexico.
Signs.
And then there we were in Mexico.
I was like Googling.
Hey, have you ever seen a crop?
Circle.
Circle.
I mean, in real life, IRL?
Ooh, a crop circle challenge for August.
I feel like for you.
Oh my God, wait, imagine, but like with fingers and you have a, like a little board.
Boxed
and then
you have garden.
To like, yeah, boxed garden.
Did you ever like look up how people make crop circles?
Mm-hmm. It's aliens.
With those like boards.
No, it's aliens.
What a waste of corn, if I'm being quite honest.
Be quite honest.
I usually
That was almost the title of this podcast.
Be quite honest.
Be quite honest.
I was playing Quiplash over the weekend.
Oh, I do.
Which I hadn't, like, played in a while,
it's
but
so
I was, like, playing
That's
with...
That's where Denise Stritchfield's from.
I know. Okay, I was
anyway.
Playing with, like, new people. And, like, you know how all of our, like, when we play with our college friends,
we're
like...
We're funny. Yeah.
We're funny. And, like, if somebody puts a stupid answer, then, like...
Everyone votes for, like...
No, but I'm saying, but then, like, the stupid answer resurfaces.
Denise Stritchfield.
Didn't work with this group.
Oh.
Like, they didn't think anything, like, all my jokes were, like, thought out funny. And, like, they were just, like, putting dumb shit. So I finally put, like, skunk pussy, and they thought it was hilarious.
Skunk pussy?
I don't even remember what the original one was. But then, like, it was, like,
you had to dumb down the humor.
Right. And then, like, literally, like, two rounds later, it was, like, what's a horrible name for a hot sauce brand?
Skunk
and I said skunk pussy, and then no one found it funny the second time.
Oh.
I'm like, y'all suck at this
game. They don't get how the game is supposed to be played.
They don't understand humor.
Humor? Oh, the
Do
podcast
you?
Should have been called Humor.
Humor. Why?
I don't know. Because it's all about you.
And Myrrh.
The listener.
Would I be you or would I be Myrrh?
Myrrh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm thinking Mar. Ocean in Spanish.
Really? Oh, Del Mar. Playa Del Mar.
Del Mar.
Are you being Del or Mar?
You know what? Have you ever been to Del Taco?
In fact, no.
Neither have I. Cool.
Is that the one that has the, like, taquitos that they sell, too?
I don't know. I don't trust it a taquito. There's literally never one moment where I think, wow, a taquito is what
you
anybody
need.
Should eat. I believe they're always frozen, or they come from 7-Eleven.
Right. That's why
Is this a real actual food?
I don't mean to drag Del Taco, but I always thought of it as like a 7-Eleven in disguise.
Wow. You know what? Yesterday I tweeted, not to be a coffee snob, but I love 7-Eleven coffee with a shot of hazelnut
pump.
Syrup. Yeah, a pump of hazelnut.
Do you pump yourself there?
Oh, do I ever? No, so I tweeted that, and then 7-Eleven replied, and I think they kind of dragged themselves. Let me find
the please don't drink our garbage hazelnut pump.
I didn't know how to say, like, I have garbage taste without saying that because I knew 7-Eleven would see it. I said, not to sound like a coffee snob, but 7-Eleven hazelnut brew with a Splenda is definitely in my top five. They replied, oh, you so fancy. Thanks for the heart. And I'm like, are they being sarcastic because they know that it's garbage? No offense, 7-Eleven, but like...
Do you pump yourself?
You've already asked me that.
What was the answer?
Do you think...
I got distracted. I didn't even listen to your answer because I was thinking, like, is that one of the establishments where it's just sitting out?
And it's like, sitting out, and there's, like, 10 different types of coffee.
At any point, someone could, like,
and I'm not even going to lie to you. So, in L.A., there's, like, all these fancy coffee... No, people don't spit in it. I always think that about soap in restrooms. I'm like, somebody could have came in this soap, and here I am washing my hands with it. Or hotels that have, you know, we've already discussed this. Hotels that have the refillable.
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing you were just saying about the soap. No.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that.
It's interesting that you
my valid fear.
You go to like, you're worried about bodily fluids.
What do you think?
Like, what
acid?
If somebody, no, what if someone put like bright red hair dye, and then like suddenly you are dyeing your hair red?
Oh. Well, that's mischievous.
Right. Or like bleach.
I just think of creeps that are going to come in my soap.
Creeps?
Creeps.
Well, at the hotels, like, it's pretty highly mounted on the wall.
Honey, she can get creative. I've thought of this.
You've thought about it because you've done it.
No, I have never came in the soap. I've never came... Never mind. I'm never going to... My mom... Hi, Mom. Mama J. Pierce.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I just hugged Mama J. Pierce at VidCon. Did you have fun at VidCon? Wow.
Here's what I was saying about VidCon.
Yeah, go there.
When it falls in June.
Yes, drag the bitch.
I don't love it because June, for those of you who do not know, June is like Pride Month.
Yeah.
And I would have rather been at San Francisco Pride
100%
with
agreed.
My like closest, nearest and dearest friends, like celebrating being out and being proud. And like
it's in the grand scheme of things, that's 100 times more important.
Right. And it's like as much fun as VidCon is and as much fun as like and it's not even
seeing friends and
like meeting people who listen to the podcast or watch videos or love the internet as much as we do. It's just tough because you only get one Pride Month.
Well, and they would argue like, they only get one VidCon.
Right, but like there's 11 other months to pick from.
Yeah, they could go any month.
And I'm not trying to just drag VidCon because I've said to like my straight friends, please don't get married in June.
Ooh, you know what?
Because June is my only month.
Fuck yeah, like, because my Facebook is lit up right now
with weddings and shit. So I'm like, if you want to be my friend, it would be great if you picked like May, July, or August to get married in if you want to have that like summer wedding feel.
Mm.
And
I have a question.
Most of my friends respected that.
Well, God bless them.
So VidCon, when you send me the little memo, like asking for feedback, I'm going to be like...
Everyone put that in your feedback.
I'm going to be like, it's Pride Month, and if you put it in June, I'm just not RSVPing.
Oh.
Charles, the clown.
Speaking of Pride, yeah. I saw a lot of discussion going on the other day about straight people at Pride.
Okay.
Thoughts.
Like, are they there as an ally?
Yeah. But okay. but the premise has been, and the discussion has been, and I'm going to reserve my thoughts until after we like talk about the issue at hand.
Okay.
So people are discussing straight people taking over Pride events, gay bars, bachelorette weddings at the Abbey,
I'll get started on, don't get me started on bachelorette parties.
And so the bachelorette party was a discussion that kind of is a thing that happens all year round, but then it's kind of spilled over into Pride. And yes, it's incredible that like people are supportive, but turning something that is meaningful, and especially this year, especially with everything that's going on, for a million reasons for us, going and treating it like the party of the day, and attending because it's like the thing to do that weekend. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was going to say, I mean,
I have thoughts.
I mean, it's like, you can say that about straight people, but like gay people are also like.
One thing that I saw that I always try to remind myself, because I keep saying the same thing, straight people, straight people, straight people. It's not just straight people, because there can be trans straight people. So I guess the terminology is cisgender heterosexual. But yes.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I would never want to like police why people are celebrating Pride, and
totally.
It, and it gets like, like it's impossible. Like, I get what they're saying, and like a Pride event is so much more of like people coming together, and like maybe if there are
unity and yeah,
well, right. But like I'm saying, if people are worried that straight people are like coming and like ruining their fun, I mean, A, you're in charge of your own good time,
yes,
and like B, like. If I mean, I hope they know it's so much more than just like the party of the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think there's also probably some gay people that just go because it's the party of the weekend.
Totally,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
And they don't look at the bigger picture, and they don't realize that people fought for us to have this right, and people fought for there to even be a Pride Month and for all these rallies around the country to happen in June. And I mean, a lot of cities do it other months of the year, but June's the big month. So I mean, that I can't really get mad at because it's tough. Whereas like bachelorette parties for me,
I'm like, get the fuck.
That's tough.
Sorry.
Because I feel like that's being treated as an accessory. And maybe that's just because that's all the encounters I've ever had with bachelorette parties.
You know, the Abbey banned bachelorette parties.
Well, until like marriage was legal.
Oh, really?
It was after like Prop 8
okay.
got passed.
I think they're still not allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, that's just like because, I mean, again, you're in charge of your own good time, but like every bachelorette party
again,
I've ever.
There can be like lesbian bachelorette parties.
True.
So.
But like any person, anytime I've ever run into like one of those at the bar, it's always.
I will agree with that.
It's always been like, you're like the gays are like just for there for their entertainment. And
right.
It's like, it's weird. Like you feel like a prop. Like it just feels. Like you're being used in a weird way.
As far as allies coming to Pride, I think it's hard because it's like, I agree with you. How do you police that?
Right.
Because it's a safe space for anyone to come, especially people that are figuring out their sexuality. So to say it's only for LGBTQ plus people, that can feel not inclusive to somebody who's closeted, which is important for them to feel included.
Right.
I think that if you want to come to our party, so to speak, you got to RSVP. And by that, I mean, you got to put in the work on the days outside of Pride.
That makes sense.
The
Be
RSVP,
an ally all year round.
Yeah, the RSVP to me is voting with us in mind. It's treating us equally. It's defending us when it's not the popular opinion in the room.
Yeah.
It's all those things when you're not at Pride.
I get it. And it's like, there's people... and you get it right. Like anybody voting for us not to have rights probably isn't going to show up.
Literally get the fuck out.
Well, no, I'm going to say they're probably, I would say, are not there. It's probably more like apathetic people who just didn't vote at all.
Right, but it's one thing to keep us in mind, but like I would say an ally is outspoken. Because when you're silent, that's just as bad as agreeing with the oppressor.
Well, yeah, it was like, and when we lived in San Francisco, what was there like? It was either that like Friday or Saturday, like pink party that was in the Castro.
I don't even know.
And the like two times I went, it felt like there were more like straight people than gay people.
Hmm.
Because so many people just like take the bridge into the city because they know it's a big outdoor party.
Oh my God. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, obviously, a massive appreciation to allies who support and friends and family who show up to support, you know, their LGBTQ plus people in their lives. Obviously, that's incredible. I guess I just want allies to be allies all year round. I don't know. And I think, you know what? I think it's super easy to go to American Apparel, buy a rainbow headband, and come out for the day and get a drink. You know what I mean? Like, it's another thing to show up the other 364 days a year. And that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, and I,
which I think is a fair
It's exactly what
if
I was saying. Like,
party.
Like have a voice, show up and vote to support us and that sort of thing. Cause that's kind of what I'm thinking is the biggest way to do it. But I get what you're saying.
And you know what? I think seeing this discussion happen on my like timelines and news feeds and whatever, with all my like LGBTQ plus friends, it makes me like examine how I can be a better ally to other communities. Because it's not just the LGBT community that's, you know, disenfranchised or a minority. There are plenty of communities that I'm not a part of where while I'm examining how I want my allies to be better allies, it helps me realize how I can better help communities that I'm not necessarily a part of. So it's just, I think, a healthy conversation to have. What are your thoughts? I want to know. I tweeted about it the other day, and I think all of you kind of chimed in and kind of had conversations. I love, like, when you guys talk it out and it's not so black and white.
Yeah. I mean, my main thing is I get why people are talking about it, but there's, like, literally no way to police it where it
there's
wouldn't,
not.
Where it wouldn't just be, like, the most problematic thing in the world.
Right. Right. No, 100%.
I'm like,
I just hope people can be conscious of it.
Yeah. And just, I guess you're right. If you're going, know that you're supporting a bigger movement and know that people fought very hard for that month and to be able to have these rallies and to be able to be out in public, like, right, holding hands with the person they love.
It's a big deal. And it's simultaneously cool and weird that younger people might not even be aware of that because that's all they've ever known.
Right.
But it's important to, I guess, recognize the history of gay pride and where it comes from and all those things.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
From bleaching this assholes kind of,
yeah,
to gay
let's
pride.
Go back to bleaching assholes. That's what really needs to be discussed.
Like, if you had to bleach your two of the three, your hair,
yes,
your
yes,
teeth,
yes,
or your asshole, which would it be?
Teeth and asshole. As somebody who used to
what
bleach
about
their
the
hair,
teeth,
that's work, dude.
What about the teeth in your asshole?
Oh, well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
My toothy asshole. You know, my snaggle tooth.
Right back to the cycle babbling.
Oh, goodness me. Well, on that note, my snaggle tooth has got to go. Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me on the internet. It's at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl, on Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everywhere.
And I'll be looking out for your Spotify playlist. Oh, that's all Dashboard Confessional. Y'all are not of our generation. You don't even know the angst. Get ready for it.
You'll love it.
If you want to find me, I'm Tyler Oakley everywhere. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.